last thing I want to ask you about is management of rectal cancer, and specifically the issue of selection of patients for neoadjuvant therapy with chemosystemic therapy and radiation, and also the decisions about post-surgical adjuvant therapy. Can you talk about sort of where we are now and kind of how we got there?
Right. So where we are is the standard for most patients is neoadjuvant chemoradiation. We got there no thanks to the U.S. investigators. So the U.S. groups undertook two randomized studies, neoadjuvant versus postoperative therapy, and completed neither. In the NSABP study, we learned a little bit that pathologic CR was a good thing. Well, you know, that really was no surprise, but we didn't get any other results. But a study from Germany, a group, Sauer et al., published in the New England Journal a few years ago, well-done study, just 5-FU with radiation, followed by surgery, followed by more 5-FU. Clearly, the overall survival was the same, local recurrence was less, quality of life was improved, and sphincter-sparing surgery much more likely to happen in patients who had neoadjuvant. So that establishes a standard. Now, is 5-FU the standard? Well, I mean, it is. I think most of us believe there probably is a better neoadjuvant therapy, but that remains a study question. Capecitabine's in studies, oxaliplatin's in studies, biologics are in study, but we don't have results yet.
What about post-operative adjuvant therapy?
Right. So at least so far, once you give neoadjuvant therapy, the general belief is you're committed to post-operative therapy. This is a question that I'm asked all the time. You know, neoadjuvant therapy, do surgery, and there's a path CR. The patient still had disease to begin with. And so I believe, at least where it stands right now, that once you commit to neoadjuvant therapy, you've committed to postoperative therapy. And it is important to remember that because there's certainly a subset of rectal cancer patients who probably don't need neoadjuvant therapy. So in general, it's a standard. But Joel Tepper has published data on this. High rectal cancers that sort of maybe at the peritoneal reflection that aren't apparently node positive probably don't need radiation. I do think there's a bit of a tendency to maybe over-treat some of these patients with high rectal cancers, but that's an evolving field, I think. The problem is defining the rectum. So the rectum is generally said to be 12 centimeters from the anal verge, but anterior and posteriorly there may be different measures, and it may be very different in a big man compared to a little woman. So those are some of the issues.